got stories about funny things we've seen as remodeling contractors and building inspection officers in and around the great metropolis of Phoenix, Arizona. And I have to tell you, building and remodeling in Arizona for 40 years, it was just this last week I saw probably one of the most peculiar situations I'd ever seen. Someone called me out and wanted to do a carport to garage conversion. This was being driven by a neighbor who had turned them in because of a non-complying storage shed that was crowding the property line that had been built in the 60s.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So surely as the homeowner, you're thinking, I'm grandfathered in, right? They're not going to make me tear this down.
Right.
Well, the city, of course, said that's going to have to come down. But the peculiar thing about this property is I walk in his backyard, and there is a masonry wall 14 feet high, completely enclosing his backyard. And I said, if the inspector came out here wanting that you tear that down, I can't believe they didn't want you to tear this down. This wall is so non-complying, it's unbelievable. He said, no. He says, the interesting history of this is that the city of Scottsdale actually built that wall because the woman that used to live in this house would sunbathe in the nude. And her backyard was a shopping center. they would have traffic jams in the parking lot. And city of Scottsdale actually came in and built this wall. And I've seen some funny things, but boy, that was good.
You know, one of the funniest things I've ever seen while I've been working at the city of Phoenix was a fellow who had gotten cited for non-compliant conversion and work on his property. He had actually emptied his swimming pool and turned it into a rental unit.
Okay. All right. We were talking about some of the most popular projects that homeowners like to try and tackle themselves. And enclosing that little back patio into a living area is one of them. And we talked about ways to stop that water infiltration, stop that moisture problem at the grade of that slab that you step down onto. As a contractor, I generally tell homeowners, look, we'd like to form that up, and we'd like to do a complete overlay pour so that we'd never have to worry about that seam where the moisture comes through from the plate line and the old slab. Y'all are okay with that, right?
That's fine.
Yeah. Just a complete overpour. I don't have to do a turndown footing at the exterior existing slab. I just form up tight to the existing outside border and pour on top.
Yeah, and that's actually, you know, the best way to go about it. You stop the water infiltration, you don't have that step down, you don't have the sloped floor in that new family room or whatever it is you've got there.
Starting clean. Okay, well, the phone boards are lit. We're here with Michael Grubbs, Residential Inspection Supervisor for City of Phoenix, as well as Josh States, the Plan Review Supervisor for City of Phoenix. Michael, bring in whoever you have up there on the board that's been holding the longest. Let's bring him into the conversation and have him join us here at Rosie on the House. And that's Patty calling from Chandler. Good morning, Patty.
Hi, good morning, Rosie.
What are you dealing with this morning?
Well, my father is 94, and he still lives on his own. He lives in Chandler as well as I do. Anyways, I'd seen specials about granny pods. I've seen it on national news networks as well as the AARP.
Yeah.
So I was considering doing something like that because it's easier to have him much closer to home as far as making his life better.
Sure.
Yeah. So anyways, I called the city of Chandler probably about 10 days ago or so and spoke to a very nice person. I don't know if they fully understood what the granny pods were, but they said, no, they're not permitted. So I didn't know where else to pursue to find out.
All right. You guys familiar with what she's talking about? The little mini houses that are modularly built that are just dropped into a backyard, connected to the electric, the water supply, and the sewer, and now you have a granny pod without all of the construction of getting in there and building footings. And all. It's just a drop-in unit. Are y'all seeing much of that?
I'm not familiar with it. No, I haven't seen it.
They had at the International Building Show at Las Vegas, they had a whole parking lot outside of the convention center filled with about six different models, from about 450 square feet up to about 800 square feet.
Yeah, I have been talking with our building official at Phoenix about the micro house trend that's coming up and how we're going to start dealing with it. For the caller, what she really has to do is she has to check with the zoning board in Chandler to see if it qualifies as a second residence or a guest house and whether or not that is allowed in her specific zoning district. The building code does not directly address whether or not you can have two residences on a single property or not. And Mike and I are building code people. Typically, whether or not you can have a second residence on your lot is a subject of the zoning ordinance in town.
I want to go into that a little bit deeper because I think it is going to be a growing trend. And we're actually covering that in a couple weeks.
Oh, I have to listen to that one.
The mother-in-law's quarter. How do we get it done? Hang on, Patty. We're going to put you on hold, but we're going to finish answering your question after bottom of the hour news because I think it's a big topic.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or Ranking Arizona.